12.3, we have an update. Municipal physical activity leader, and Norm Gamero is going to give us a briefing on this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, gallery. I'm hoping this will be more of a discussion than a presentation, although I will walk you through a few slides on what I have been working on. And first, a little background of what the Municipal Physical Activity Leadership Program is. If you ever wondered why I'm called an MPAL coordinator, that's it. Municipal Physical Activity Leadership, which is a program of the Department of Community, Culture, and Heritage, Province of Nova Scotia. And those involved are responsible for planning, funding, implementing, and evaluating their municipal action plans. I'll talk about that in a moment. These plans aim to raise awareness, increase participation in structured and unstructured physical activities. Multi-level plans are formed on participation trends, asset mapping, consultation with public and stakeholders from various sectors. And if anybody wants to interrupt me or question as I go, please do so. Purpose: partner with municipalities to increase the number of staff and local governments planning and implementing comprehensive plans to improve participation in health-enhancing physical activity. And the MPAL, or this position, is funded to, well, actually quite a large degree by the province of Nova Scotia. And it is, I'm currently in the midst of a, and you remember Diana Johnson started it, it's a 5-year term, so we're about, say, a year and a half in, so. Renewable after the 5 years. Megan Smart, then Smart, now Roberts, who is me, and now I'm her, and now she is me. It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's really strange. Megan Roberts, then Smart, was hired in 2008, roughly?
Yep.
Something like that. And she did, actually, she facilitated the first physical activity strategy, which is the guiding document of what this position does. And I won't get into all of that. Engaged partnerships, structured maximizing assets. And this, I guess I can't point to it. This last bullet here, that was the vision. That was the vision. And I have a sinus thing going on too, so I might be even more goofy than usual. All residents of Queens will choose to be and are supported to incorporate physical activity into our daily lives where we live, work, and play. Excuse me, contributing to a stronger community and healthier people. And that was the vision generated by that group back in 2010. I wanted to talk for a minute because it's important, the partnership, there are deliverables with the province of Nova Scotia, okay? And these are things that we really have to give time and thought to doing. Commit to a review and update of the physical activity strategy, which is a 92-page document, okay? So it's not... it's not an easy task, something that has to be done. And we did a community, excuse me, in line with the citizen survey done in 2016. So PA strategy updated, informed by new research, has to be done. Policy development, big thrust of the province is policy when it comes to physical activity. Small P's such as you allocate a certain number of minutes in every program that we run, or big P, such as a media campaign, along the lines of Participact, not on that scale, but some kind of social media or marketing thrust that encourages physical activity. Outdoor play modules, and these are being delivered, in preschool, early childhood centers, and it's to re-encourage outdoor play with little people, balancing that with safety and security. And these are being developed mostly with the MPAL coordinators in the South Shore. An active transportation strategy. Four little words, a big project, where you look at everything, and this is not just recreation. This is planning, this is engineering, that you look at everything that we do as a municipality through a physical activity lens. And this is, you know, if were we to embark on a transportation strategy, it's a big project. Okay. And the South Shore Active Communities online resource, which is what hoping will be a comprehensive list of indoor, outdoor, structured, unstructured, recreational programs, facilities, and parks. So And I, in my capacity, actually got to learn how to administer that, which should be a challenge for me. Just wanted to be cognizant and respectful in my, in what I do, the role of the Director of Recreation. She is responsible for the manager of Queens Place Emera Center. She provides overall direction, supervision of the department and its staff. She manages the two municipal pools in Milton, Caledonia, administers the department's grants, overall leadership and direction on the direction and budget of the department. That does not mean for a second if I can help somebody with that information, I certainly will. And if you see in some of the things that I've been doing that kind of cut across a little bit of roles, but those are Megan's roles specifically aside from mine. So, what have I been doing since November the 15th? I've been talking to a lot of folks. I'm talking with schools, community associations, man on the street to generate ideas through conversation. I've done some programs, such as our Skate for the International Students at Pine Grove Walk, Health Workshop with Elise Johnston Agar on the 31st of January. And I've been doing some of the community liaison that I talked about a moment, the neat group up in Caledonia that are moving quite quickly, hopefully, towards a fitness facility. Going to schools, talk about wants and needs, updating some sort of little focus groups that we've done. The Devi School with PA, community outreach programs, and just if somebody asked me for some help, like the Queens Archers who are looking for a place to shoot, I've been helping them out with that. That's me. Great thinker. Well, yes, I do. Have some ideas. We've been talking about floor curling. Councillor Johnson and I met with the curling club the other day. They've got this portable set of rings, I guess you would call it, modified rocks that you can do in senior settings, schools. Councillor Johnson's been talking to the folks up at the North Queens School. Community walks, walk with the doc. What a cool idea. I'll tell you about it. It was started in Ohio, I think it was, where a physician lamented the fact that his, and this is kind of an interesting statement, that his patients weren't as invested in their own health as he was. Let me repeat that. His patients weren't invested in their own health as much as he was. So he started Walk with a Doc, and what they do, and what I hope to bring here, and I've applied for a walkabout grant through Heart and Stroke Foundation to do this, is that a doctor comes, they give a single topic health thing, and they go for a walk. You can ask the doc health questions, or you can just enjoy the fellowship and the activity. They have it at the Rath East Link in Truro, and it's not uncommon for them to get 100 people on a Saturday morning. It can be done inside, outside, Liverpool, Caledonia, wherever. Really cool idea. Great Coffin Island Adventure is, and Councillor McLeod, I have to come talk to the marina in Brooklyn about this. It's kind of a melded leadership outdoor skill development thing where you would take a group of youth on a sailing from the Brooklyn Marina out to Coffin Island, teach them outdoor skills, leadership, bring them back. And I think it's really, I stole that idea too, by the way, from the Provincial Sea School, but I think it's really cool. More workshops like Elise has done. And I'm going to try to make that whole healthy mind, healthy body connection, because I fervently believe that if you need to make behavioral change and you're not in a state of readiness mentally, it probably is difficult to do that physically, if that's the change that you have to make. So lots of topics we've got coming up. Summer camps, community pickleball. A lot of people who want to play pickleball. We're trying to get a new group up in Caledonia. Excuse me just a minute. I Am That Girl mentor group, where we would develop a group of young women to basically be a big sister around physical activity for younger girls and young women. And I think there's some gender equity programs, grants that I could hopefully get to do that. I really like that idea. I really like the idea, because it's just me. We'll talk about some of the challenges that I see to really doing this job effectively. I like programs that can be implemented, but they can fan out and sort of be self-sustaining, and you get a broader reach than, and there's nothing wrong with workshops and that sort of stuff, but I think we really have to develop programs that fan out and can sustain themselves, and one like that would be good. And an exchange, like a bike or sport equipment. Yarmouth got a really, really active bike exchange program, and it's brilliant, and it's simple. And people like me who have the bike, their daughter's bikes hanging in the shed for the last 10 years can see that bike reused in the community. Registration nights for sporting organizations where we would facilitate a single night of, in summer it would be tennis, soccer, excuse me again, baseball, sailing, and so folks wouldn't have to go looking for five different registration information. Trailblazers program, which is an outdoor ed program. Been talking about it, have to give some form and format to this. A session perhaps before fiscal year end to reimagine our PA strategy. Life points, which is, thank you, counselor, where if you make healthy choices at the grocery store, at the PharmaSave, at PharmaChoice, then they could be redeemed, sort of like air miles, but around healthy living. I have no idea how that would look, but I really like the idea. Just a social media group, like an active Queens, to share events, activities, and people. Surf and turf. Turf would be our skateboard park, a demo display competition. Surf the next day at White Point. Do it in early June to coincide with National Health and Fitness Day. And market the you-know-what out of it. Get people here. Photography course event, which I'm planning with Dave Dobson, the last event of which would be an outdoor walk to put into practice what you've learned. And Megan and I have been talking about half-day and full-day summer camps. What are my challenges? Focus. And I'm not just talking age-related focus, although that is a challenge as I get older. Focus to know what will yield the best results. And that's a biggie. That's a biggie, like, because it's sort of just me and the community, mobilizing the community. So that is something that we really have to give some thought through. Resources to do these things, people and financial, knowing what will yield results, and affecting behavioral change. And I'm of the opinion that anything that requires a chart that complicated to actually get it done has to be a complex thing to do. And I want you to think just for a moment, the last time you really made a change in your own life that was something to do with your health. What was the source of it? Was it because your doctor told you to do it? Was it because you needed more energy? You needed to look a different way? You just didn't feel well? And I would assert that it probably didn't come from a municipal government source. It would be great if it did, that it was a program that you started and then you made a commitment to, whether it's more physical activity or better eating. But I would venture a guess that for most people, it's inherent. It comes from within. So that's a really tough order. And that's, I think, ultimately how we'll measure success of this position, is that if we will affect behavioral change for those that need it. And that's easy to say, but not so easy to do, as this chart can show you. And I won't go through the chart. I just wanted to show her how clever I was to actually find a chart like that. What can you do? Ideas, ideas, ideas. What would you like to do? And this applies to people, the public as well. What would you like to see? What would you like to do? People, I'd like to start to develop kind of like a people bank. People like Elise that can lead or teach or motivate or inspire others to, if they need to make behavioral change, to do so. Programs and places. Not everything has to be an organized thing. We have lots of places for people to stay active and well, such as the great outdoors in Queens. So let me know about that, and resources around wellness to achieve some of these goals. And that's it, Mr. Mayor, for me.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Kelly.
Thanks, Norm. Like, that was amazing to see all the things that you have planned or the ideas that you want to take forward. I mean, for someone in the community who promotes what we have here in our community to do physically and mentally and everything that's available to everybody, still surprises me today that, you know, why people don't think that we have something for them to do, and there's always options and more things to do to engage those people who feel that there's nothing in the community that resonates with them or that they can do. And just had that conversation the other day that how are we not reaching everybody that needs to know everything that's going on in the community, and it's a huge, huge challenge just for that communication to let people know what's going on, because for a small community, we have so much opportunity for physical activity just with our infrastructure alone and what we provide here, and plus all of these extra activities that you engage in for the residents here as well. So we do have a lot, but obviously there's so much more that we can be doing as well. One of the things that I would just like to bring to your attention, I mean, I talked to Diane about Trailblazers, and
yeah.
Because I thought this might be a stepping stone to something like Scouts. I'm always looking for something now for there's an age group of kids out there that are looking for more, and I'm looking for more for my child, who's 11 today, by the way, and something that takes them more into the outdoors, something that's more regular and sustainable, like Scouts. And I was really pleased to see, you know, Brownies and Girl Guides have a comeback here in our community. And I talked to a number of people, I guess a couple of years ago, about Scouts, and there seems to be the interest there, and it's come up every now and again over the last 5 years, but something has gotten away or whatever. So I'd love to see if you could engage in those people in the community that might be wanting to get involved in starting Scouts. I certainly would be interested in belonging to something like that. Just, you know, there's lots of sports, there's lots of theater, there's lots of, you know, cultural things for the kids to do, but actually engaging them in specifics, like, you know, getting in the woods and camping,
yep,
with those groups, and
yep,
and, you know, outdoor survival and all those things that girls and boys would love to do of that sort of age, and Scouts sort of takes them through that sustainable thing for years and years to come, and what,
yep,
they learn there that they might not actually be getting maybe in the school system or,
yeah,
something like that. I'd love to see something like that.
There is a Duke of Edinburgh program, but
yes,
Michael is probably, I think it's 14, so he's three,
yes,
years away from that.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. It's so odd when it comes to outdoor play, you know. I mean,
yeah,
nobody, and okay, I'm going to show my age again. Nobody needed to tell us to go to play outside.
No.
Okay, your mother did, because she didn't want all of us, in, you know, at home after school. But where there was, and that's societal, it's changed, I know, because your mom was always home. But why, you know, but that whole sort of independent play, whether it's outdoors at, you know, at the Meadow Pond Park or wherever, or whether it's just playing street hockey, or whether it's just riding your bike. I mean, we raised, we're part of this generation, we've raised a generation of kids that are way too supervised. And when we have to, it's kind of ironic, we have to teach kids to play outside. It seems sort of counterintuitive, right, that in terms of their health. But I understand exactly what you're saying, and I guess it's up to council in terms of how far you want me to drill down in terms of starting specific programs, but you can provide me. But outdoor resources exist, and they exist in spades, and we should encourage our kids to and ourselves to get out there and enjoy.
Councilor Crowe?
Great presentation, Norma. I like the fact that you showed the difference between recreation and what you're doing, so, but yet you're still working together, so that's great knowledge for everybody to have. I have a couple concerns. With this 92-page strategy,
yep,
that is part of your position that be taken on during this next 4 years?
Yes.
Does that not take away from the program itself, like the ability for you to program and to schedule and to connect all these people when, by all accounts, we've been told that we have one of the best strategies up there. Why are they looking to change that? And are they looking at a complete dramatic change that's going to take up so much of your your time frame?
It's a good question. I mean, you want to balance, you know, you want you don't want people to think that that's all you ever do is writing strategies and direction papers and that kind of stuff. We want to put programs out there for people to avail themselves to, but it is a deliverable of the the term that Debbie Smith from the Department of Community Cultures and Communities, Culture and Heritage said, an update. Okay, so it is has to be part of the work plan. I honestly haven't gotten into it that deep with her, but it's a useful exercise to go through to update, but it will be a balance to you know, because programming work is time consuming. If other big projects evolve, that's time consuming too. So there will have to be a balance struck.
And does every community have their own two-page strategy?
Every community that's involved in MPAL has a physical activity strategy. That's right.
And is this something that you go and look at on a regular basis?
It should be. Yeah.
But it's not. It's not happening right now.
That could be true. Yeah.
Okay. My second concern is resources. Mm-hmm. So you're allocated a budget from not the province who are funding this. You're allocated from the region, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we need to be very aware of that at budget time. That in order to make all these programs successful, that we need to allocate the proper funds for you to do your job.
And absolutely, like you'll have to decide. Does it have value? Is it a program like Somerville Family Beach Party, where we don't take in a penny, we spend out X amount of money? Is it a program that you're willing to, you see value in it? And not all of it is program. You know, not all of it is program. Some of it could be development of a new organization or group to sort of extend that reach, like I talked about. You're going to have to give Megan and I direction. If you see a program that you're willing to not break even, or accept some loss on, or you want some programs to be completely break even, it's a cost recovery. So, and that's no different than any other budget year. But if you really see some that you like and that need resources, then you'll have to give us direction in a fiscal sense as to how we get that done. So.
My last concern is timing of events. So we've talked a lot about this, and I know that you're just jumping on this program, but I see in other communities where they have schedules out for the summer season, they have it for fall. We always seem to be behind a little bit and not giving people, because, you know, busy lives for most parents, and they need to be able to plan. So March break events, in my mind, should be planned way ahead of what they are planned. Mm-hmm. Same with the community walks, so that people can participate and do that. So how are we able to get ahead rather than always be there just in time?
Can I speak to that? So we actually try to have things out as much in advance as possible. No one has their March break programming out yet. So the biggest problem with any putting out any flyer brochure is getting people to commit to doing it. And so that's what we are basically up against, is that we want these programs to happen, but we have to have people to lead them because we have limited resources. And so getting people to commit to them. So we're going to have our March break programs out. You know, the deadline is Friday. It'll be out hopefully by the end of the next week. So that gives plenty of time for people to sign up. I know in an ideal world, you'd have it out way in advance, but people just aren't willing to commit to be instructors that far in advance. So we are doing our best to get them out as quickly as we can.
Norm, you're a busy guy with all your lists to do.
I'm hoping to be.
Can you give us that list back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'd like to have a copy of it as well.
I'll send you the presentation.
I have an idea.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll write it down.
Here we go. Lawn bowling.
Say it again?
Lawn bowling.
Good idea.
A lot of people lately ask about, and I know last year Diana was trying to get more activity down on the waterfront, down in Privateer Park.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that could be kind of considered, or one of the other park areas.
Councilor Johnson and I just, we did, just the other day, talk with the curling club about this, in terms of extending their programming into spring and summer. We actually talked, same as the floor curling kit, you can buy a sort of indoor lawn bowling kit, okay? And we thought about it, you know, because with lawn bowling, it's sort of like curling. It has to be a fairly, it's a fairly exact game, right? And you, I don't know how it would translate into an outdoor, I suppose it could, but lawn bowling greens tend to be like golf greens. They're very manicured, and the ball comes in, sort of like curling when you put the turn on it, and it goes in. But we actually talked about it in the context, Councillor Johnson and I, about doing that inside. But it sounds trite, but if you resource it, we'll make it happen. If council wants to find, or tell me to find, a grant that expands, you know, how many of these types of kits that can be used in the community setting, indoor and outdoor, I'll find one.
There's a waterfront park in Brooklyn, which would be a really fun.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It could be something that rotates around.
Roadside events, so that might be something.
And lawn bowl, you know, it's great for most ages, right? It's not high impact, good for flexibility, mobility. Be cool.
I know Mary's still here, right? Community garden. Could that be incorporated into some type of recreation activity? What do you think, Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Let's think about that. Just little ideas I have written down.
Could be.
Right?
Could be.
And you mentioned Somerville Beach Bash, and I mentioned it to you.
Yes.
We could, another one of Mary's suggestions.
What was it?
Beach Meadows. Why can't we have it at Beach Meadows Beach?
Oh, yeah, you did talk about that.
We used to have two.
That's right, we did. We used to have...
Oh, okay.
We'll talk some more about that.
Okay.
We'll talk some. I mean, Somerville, it's for 100 years, it's always been the... But that doesn't say we couldn't develop, another event, or we... Beach Meadows has some constraints in terms of its part, you know, that kind of thing, right? Somerville is well-suited for when we get, hopefully, like this Camp Canada that showed up last year to the beach party, quite by accident, which was the coolest thing ever. It's an international camp just outside of Windsor. And next thing you know, this great big old bus of international students presumably showed up. And there they were. There's hundreds of them on the beach. So sometimes beach meadows might not translate into the best for something of that scale, but that doesn't mean we couldn't look at an alternate activity there. So.
And we talk about kids that don't go outside and play a lot. My granddaughter is 11. When I suggest something to her about going skating or doing anything outside or, you know, whatever, even in Queen's Place, no, I don't really feel like it. But if one of her friends goes, she's willing to go.
Right.
So if you could kind of incorporate some kind of a bring a friend event, it might encourage others to get out.
And females only is, you know, it's a strong program emphasis for a lot of departments. You look at some activities that the girls, you know, they probably want to be with same gender. But Susan, Councilor McLeod, that's kind of the idea that I had with the I Am That Girl mentor group.
Okay, yeah.
And it's like, again, it's like a big sister with a physical activity component. How we roll that out, you know, it takes some work. It takes some thought. But I agree 100%, and I'm firmly of the belief that for parents, friends, that in physical activity, role modeling is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it does not have to be role modeling. Is that I played this sport, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
It can be something just as simple as going for a walk, playing outside, a bike, you know, all kinds of things. I think it's really, really important that we and I'll mention parents, that we mentor, we role model physical activity, because we're our kids' first teachers, right? And hopefully that lesson sticks.
Thanks.
Councilor Johnson?
Well, I want to, first of all, thank Norm for the work he's helped with
short. And one of the areas I find is a key of success is to find the community groups to champion this stuff. And far too often, it's the groups look to the region to champion it instead of taking on the initiative to champion it themselves, like the group that just recently was awarded the skate park.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, there's a group that's starting to form and being able to just glean some guidance from the region to kind of fit us into that. But I'm really interested as well into the strategy piece a little bit back on how it fits in with community transit and things like that. So understanding that transportation piece and hearing what that group has to do here in 2 weeks' time with their presentation and where we're going from the region. So how we can blend those two together and just bend your ear a little bit more and get your feeling on that as well. So.
Understood.
But I think what we have to do is look at, we can plant the seed, but we don't own the project at the end of the day. And that's what success is. Somebody else's, the want has to be there, I think. So.
Councilor, you're exactly right. Let me give you a perfect example of that. Home support exercise program. Very successful program in the town of Bridgewater right now, where volunteers are recruited and trained to go in and work with seniors who aren't in physically or emotionally in a state of readiness to maybe join an extra, like a seniors fitness program in the community. So they go in and do gentle movement, flexibility in the seniors' home, okay? And that's, I think, what you're referring to is you facilitate a program like that, you get your volunteers, you maintain it, and you celebrate the volunteers, and you extend your reach. And there's no way anybody, any of us, could do that individually, right? And in some cases, the senior involved actually makes a transition from in-home exercise to a program like at Macon's facilities, specifically towards seniors. And that's the way recreation works. I mean, we as government, we'll take ownership and we do stuff well, but when you really get traction, when you really see to get back to, you know, that whole piece around how we really measure success for the position, it's all about that sort of part. And it's worked that way for, you know, in the 100 years that I've been around.
So the rocks, the rings is a prime example.
Absolutely.
Plant the seeds with the seniors. If they want
Absolutely.
To do it, then great, because that's our end result, getting people active.
Absolutely.
If they don't want to do it, well, then we'll plant another seed or something else that might be of interest. Or we'll let them plant their own seeds and we'll just support it. So.
Grow somewhere else, for sure.
No. Thanks, good.
Councilor Fisk? Norm, a great presentation today. I just want to echo some of the work that you've done in my area, District 6, where you carried on the work of Diana Johnson to the Rec Association in Greenfield, and they really appreciate it. I know they do, and you're showing them the way, and they will work with you, and that's important. And I'm just hoping that you just carry on the programs, continue on down into Mill Village and into Port Midway. It's very important that we get something going there too, if possible. So I give you praise for that, Norm. Keep your good work up, please.
Thank you, Councillor Fitt. And I still haven't found them. They were looking for a seniors fitness leader, and I'd love to find one. I'd love to find someone who could lead that. They could lead it in Mill Village and Port wherever, right? And I appreciate that. And the Greenfield Rec Association will be featured in our first wellness report in the paper this week, just to talk about what great work that they do. And I'm also going on QCCR, by the way, with a fitness at 5, first time on the 19th of February, and just to talk about things that are happening in the community. So just to hopefully to let people know, spread the message about what's available in our community. So,
Councilor Fancy?
Norm, I've looked at the program and such, isn't it? The wonderful was just that, you know, I always look at the programs that have gone on in the past, and programs are only good if people want to take advantage of the programs.
Yep.
And how do you get the people out who don't want to take advantage of those programs? You know, I often, as the mayor knows, we watch a lot of people who retire from the mill and don't see them again. That's the last time I see them until I see
their obituary. And so somewhere in between, it has to be, no, but I'm really
You're exactly right, Counselor.
You don't see it 5 years later, you see the name in the obituary.
You're exactly right.
They've just gone home and disappeared, and then they disappear. But the a lot of these people aren't looking for a lot of activity and things like that. They need like it's got to be almost like a social end. There's we have things like the walk and talk over here, which is good.
Yeah.
I know we've got the bridge club over town, and we have other things. But how can we build other things in other communities to get people out low impact, not really interested in a lot of exercise? Type of like the lawn bowling, maybe croquet, things like that. Where maybe the wife will come out and say, "Look, you're getting off that couch and going with me to this," where they don't have to think that they have to do a whole lot and may end up having fun when they get there.
I really don't know. I mean, when you look at the male of the species, you look at fitness classes, they're almost exclusively female.
Yes.
I mean, not
that's
just, I mean. Megan did some the yoga specifically for males.
Mm-hmm.
You look at people who walk; it's often females who walk together. There seems to be that dichotomy. There seems to be like a breakdown of people who males of species who kind of maybe they're either maintain their active lifestyle or not, and that might be an oversimplification. But just like I mentioned a while ago, the female specific programs. Are a thing and a good thing in recreation. I would assert also that probably for the middle-aged male, we need to do some work in that as well to keep them off the obit list, right? At least until it's their time. But that's a really good question. I don't know what the answer to it is, but I know exactly what you're saying.
Because I do see a great difference between the females who still want to keep active and the males who just go home. So how do you get those? I like the things like pickleball. Because pickleball is a transition between, you know, tennis, where you were really totally active. So pickleball, a lot of people can play it to any degree, but you play it as a slower level.
Yep.
So you don't say, "Well, I can't do that anymore, so I'm just going to go home and sit down." So anyway, it's a real struggle to find the areas, but things can be looked at in communities. What you could do with a community group and offer at least. Offer some things that are there, like up to the hub, maybe down in Fort Medway, maybe in the Green. Well, Greenville's doing their own thing anyway. They're doing a great job. But just other areas where you can offer anything to be able to try to draw people in.
Understood.
Thank you, Councillors. Councillor Fairley, do you have
one? Just one last thing. Norm, one of the things on your list is Act the Queen social media group.
Yeah.
Which I think is really important.
Yeah.
That we start something like that. Because it can feed in from so many different areas, and you know sometimes we get bogged down with too much information. But if you're just focused on activities that you could do yourself or for children, it really zeroes in. One such program we had last year that I know Diana worked really hard on was game pieces that you could sign out from the DIC and use in the park. And I know it didn't go over because not many people knew about it.
Right.
I think they were only signed out about 7 times over the summer for a bunch of various different reasons, but I think it's something that we really need to refocus on because we don't want to see all this work that you're doing, that Diane has done before you, kind of go to the wayside, and that can happen easily. So by having something like a social media group, then, you know, the thousands of people that are on social media then know about things like the program at the DIC, which needs complete overhaul. So.
Absolutely, we'll take and just one last thought, Mayor Day. I know I've taken probably more than my time, but when the survey was done, November 2016, folks were asked what would increase their level of physical activity. In broad strokes, and by far it's not like 55-60% said if they had someone to do it with. And that's kind of as simple as it gets, and I think, Councillor Fan, you're both right on. And originally I thought of that as just a walking group, but why just walking? Well, you know, I'm going to this event, I'm going to this healthy eating workshop, I'm going to this, I'm going to that. Anybody want to come with? And that's would be the whole thing. That's sort of an oversimplification, but to let people know that so-and-so are going for a walk Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Today's beautiful day. And that's what we would. And again, we're the facilitator. We're not necessarily running programs, although we might be in that. But just to get the word out, because as Councillor Kelly said, incredible amount of opportunities, structured and unstructured.
One of the things that we did very successfully for a while, and it just came, I came across a video, was when we did the community walks on Saturday morning, and it was all the, it was a result of the
Village on a Diet.
Yeah.
Walk with the dock will fill that in.
But what it did was it brought the community together, and at that time when I was posting about it, it was over 100 people.
It was.
And we would go around town every Saturday morning, and then again, it dwindled, but we did start off like in February, and it got really cold, so, but boy, that was an amazing group of people that started.
Councillor Johnson?
Well, I think one of the things we lose sight of a lot is we don't connect the dots a lot, but just to put a little plug in about the trail walk on Saturday.
Yep.
As council, we gave $5,000 towards upgrading the trail. You know, our local volunteer, you know, Georgie Oman, has organized a trail walk on Saturday, which ties in Norm. I guess maybe we won't need snowshoes on Saturday.
I hear you.
Maybe galoshes or something like that. The programs and stuff, we don't connect the dots a lot when we do this stuff and pat ourselves a little bit on the back. And those things are the things that are working. And hopefully see some people out from Liverpool area to go for the walk on Saturday, because the ground search and rescue are involved, community schools involved.
We'll be there.
And Norm has played a huge part in getting the advertising and stuff. That's when things are working. It's not self-serving and little groups trying to do everything themselves. It's when you, what I call connecting the dots. And that $5,000 might have seemed like a lot at that point in time, but when you see that trail, you get to experience it.
That's sweet.
That
is sweet. And you might wonder why I'm planning a snowshoe walk. You think I perhaps lost my mind. But back in December, we registered with Hike Nova Scotia because they wanted a deadline by December 20th to have guided snowshoe walks. So I said, February, sure. We'll So just to be consistent with that promotion. But there is a disclaimer on it. If there's no snow, we'll go for a walk anyways. So Saturday in at Georgie's Building, South Brookfield. Monday, Family Day, 10 o'clock in Pine Grove. And Dave Lewis will lead that if there's snow. If not, well, we'll just, it'll be fun. Enjoy the day. So.
Mr. Kelly?
I had another question about the physical activity strategy, but just going to that point as well. So I'm curious because I saw the post from Hike Nova Scotia a couple of weeks ago and was going to promote it. And I thought, no, I'll wait and share what comes out from the region of Queens. But again, only a week before, we put it out on our on the region of Queens Facebook page. How come we didn't promote this previously?
Well, I was kind of waiting for, with Georgie, he wanted to make sure that he had certain things in place, like the ground search and different folks. And we were kind of, honestly, we were kind of waiting for snow. But then we had to make the decision whether or not we just proceeded as is. But you're exactly right. We should get...
It's already on the Hike Nova Scotia. They're already promoting it. Regardless of what you do, they're already telling everybody it's out there. So.
Absolutely. And we certainly could have done that. And that was just me kind of waiting, okay, should we do this or not? But in the future, we'll just plan for it and we'll put information out there.
At the end of the day, I mean, it's a hike and those places are there. They're there whether, you know, whether you show up or whether the region shows up or anyone else shows up. You don't need anyone. You know, you can go there and walk. You know, it's not a lost cause if people do show up and do that. But just going back to the physical activity strategy, just can you give me some sort of an indication? When you talk about update, is it because our community has our community profile has changed, or is it because there's other things that have changed? Can you give me some sort of idea of what kind of, what would we be expecting in an update? For what reasons or for what key factors in the community?
So when we did that in 2010, it was specific to priorities of the government at the time. So in updating it, you know, you can take advantage of different things that are happening provincially, federally, with money and initiatives that weren't happening at that specific time. So the update is more just, you know, trying to take advantage of those things and incorporating them back in. The overall theme of the strategy won't change. It'll just be incorporating new pieces into it, like especially accessibility. You know, in 2010, accessibility wasn't huge. So again, putting those little pieces in so that we can link everything together. So that's all it is. It's not going to be completely rewriting a strategy or anything like that, because not that just because I did it, but it is a good strategy. We put a lot of effort into it, and we left things kind of really open-ended so that we could put other things easily back into it. But I think you just need that community involvement again to ask everybody, you know, that was 2010, so now what is it you want to see? What can we put in this so that you just get that community input again? Anything else to add?
No, the themes will, they'll echo each other between that, between 2010 and now. Mm-hmm.
Great, Councilor Fancy.
Just I'll just say it quickly. The again, going back to the exercise is great. I got hard, lots of seniors. It's hard to get them out for that, but I still go to things like the Bridge Club here in town. I love to see everybody plays crib. They used to at one time or another. They have a crib place where they could get them out initially to start. Then maybe they get up and walk and things and do things after. Because I know, like I got someone close in the family just retired. And one of my family members said, drives me crazy because you're not doing anything, just doesn't know what to do. So if it was things that should be done, that maybe help organize to begin with to start, and maybe then in terms of be a social thing to get them on. I don't know if that's part of your mandate or not. But it's just,
the crib part is not. The crib part kind of not.
Every second Wednesday at Legion, they play crib. Sorry,
yep.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking in here, right?
Yeah.
Now
but identifying where a group of, say, seniors would gather, like Margo Swicker's group, and going in and talking to them and saying, hey, folks, what might additionally in the community, what might we be able to, that certainly would be my role, and see how that evolves.
Okay.
Yep.
I would encourage all counselors and residents to get in touch with Norm if you have additional ideas that may be of benefit to Norm and the Mandela program. And in the interest of our agenda today, I think I'd like to thank Norm and Megan for their presentation.
You're most welcome, Mr. Mayor.
We'll move on. We have nothing today under 13.0 planning, nothing under 14.0 reports. Under 15.0 other, we have under 15.1 a recommendation for the Wright family to retain residency in Nova Scotia. Councillor Fisk, would you like to take the lead on this?
Thank you. I so move that the Council of Regional Queens Municipality support the motion which was passed by the Council of the Municipality of District of Lunenburg on July 11, 2017. In response of David and Catherine Wright remaining in Canada in their community of Bogus Cove, and that a letter be written to the Honorable Aman Hassi, Minister of Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship, confirming Region of Queens Council request that all due consideration be given by the Minister and his department towards taking that action.
Seconded for that motion, Councilor Frill. I would like to mention that Catherine and David Wright are here today, and welcome.
Thank
you for attending.
With some support.
Excellent. And we have a information paper that has been circulated to all councillors of your issue, and we are hopeful that we will be able to support having you remain in Canada. So, thank you.
Much appreciated.
May I just add to that just a little bit? I really feel strongly that Mr. and Mrs. Wright have gone through some very unnecessary stress. I just think the Government of Canada, with all due respect, it's just so mind-boggling to see a couple such as this that are so productive to our community, their community, and They were here back in the early 70s, and there might have been a small just mis, mis, misunderstanding on their part and the government's part. And I'm just hoping for their sake and for our community that we can have this very special family be reinstated back into our community. So thank you very much for coming to our council today.
Thank you.
We will try our best, I'm sure, to help you along as we can.
Thank you. Any other councilor have a comment or a question at this point? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I'm glad to see that Nova Scotia has seamless borders, because living in one community and getting the support and the recognition from other areas, municipalities, is very important. And you're great citizens. Unfortunately, I didn't know you very much up to this point, but it encourages me now to get to know you more, and if we can do anything to help in that way, and you're struggling trying to stay a citizen in Canada.
Yes, and please be seated if you would. Don't mean to keep you standing. Councillor Fisk?
I just want to add that this couple do a lot of their shopping in the Lunenburg County line. They do most of their shopping in the Queens County area, and I certainly do appreciate that. So I just hope things go good for them, I think it will in the end, but wish them all the best.
Okay. So we have a seconder for this motion, Christine? Yeah, thank you very much. Just wanted to make sure. So is there any more discussion of council on this issue?
Just a process issue. The letter of support, is it going to one central? I read here this information package. Is it going to M. Lee Cohen and Associates, who forward it on to the appropriate minister? Because if all these letters of support go as a group, I think it has more impact than us piecemealing it all over the place.
I would agree, Councillor Johnson. And the intent from the information we received is that the letter would go to the Honorable Ahmed Hassan, Minister of Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship, and there would be copies that would follow to Honorable Ralph Goodall, Minister of Public Safety and Emergency Preparedness, who would be handling the review process and decision, a copy to Catherine and David Wright, and a copy to F. Lee Cohen and Associates, the legal representative. So those bases would all be covered with this letter.
Yeah. Thank you.
Be all inclusive.
Sure.
It just requires an approval of council. Is there any more discussion on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. And that letter will be written this week. And hopefully that will help you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're grateful.
Appreciate it. So that brings us to the end of our open council meeting issues. We have in-camera items under 16.0. A motion to go in-camera, which we appreciate it. Moved by Councillor Muse, seconded by Councillor Fisk. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. We are now in-camera. I will call a 5-minute